Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Laura Goodman as she talks about the plan. We're back with Laura in just a moment.
Every year you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProgress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. Dr. Laura Goodman is an OSU Extension Specialist for Rangeland Ecology. She believes that strategic culling, dealing with invasive species, but also some other critters, might all be good ideas to include in a drought management scenario.
If we can come up with our plans before we're in this state, that's ideal. And figuring out who we're going to call, who are we going to keep. You know, also just fluctuating in your herd, maybe not only doing cow-calf, but also maybe keeping a base herd and then supplementing when you have good years with lots of forage with retaining ownership of weaned calves or purchasing stockers, some other way to use that forage without having to fluctuate our cow herd quite so much during drought. Another option, you know, that we're looking at is using multi-species grazing, so mixing goats in pastures with our cattle, and that kind of provides a twofold benefit that we can use some of the woody plants that stay green during drought for much longer, and then, you know, they're worth quite a bit right now. The five-year average for 40 to 60 pound kids is 280 a pound, and so, you know, that all those things help when thinking about the long-term profitability.
What's the response when you start talking goats?
A lot of questions. How do we deal with the parasites? How do we deal with the predators and fencing and stuff? But, you know, there was a lot of folks that were starting this well before we ever started talking about it. And mm-hmm. I think they knew well before we ever started saying anything that this might be a profitable way to manage their land. And instead of having to pay for that woody plant control, getting something from it, and having kids to sell. So lots of folks trying it, lots of other folks that are still kind of like, I don't know about that. But, you know, we're just trying to help with answering any of the questions that they have. And if they have additional research questions that we need to tackle, we want to do that.
I noticed that on your proposal, you know, your plans, is you do actually need to buy that that predator control, that, I guess, those nursemaids or those babysitters.
Yes. Yeah. So we're using livestock guardian dogs. We have Akbash and Anatolian dogs that help protect our goats. And they're an awesome investment. I mean, it is an investment, but they pay for themselves, and they have really done a great job of protecting those nannies. Our mamas, our does, are kidding on pasture. We do not put them up in pens, and we don't put them up at night just in general practice. And those dogs have helped to protect all of those kids. And we had a lot of triplets born this year, so we're excited to see what kind of numbers we get from this second kid crop that we have.
Bottom line, poor cattle producer dealing with the drought right now.
Yeah.
What are you telling them? Do you try to encourage them, trying to help them get to that next step?
Yeah. You know, I think if you've already sold animals, then kind of thinking about what is my approach going to be for restocking after this after the drought is over. I think we can learn a lot from the 2011 and 2012 drought, because it looks like things are going to be fairly similar and that prices are going to be high again after we're out of this. And so starting to think about that, and then also just long term, trying to think about strategies for stockpiling so that you don't have to destock to the same degree, and also just having flexibility in the number of animals that are on your pastures as much as possible. There's a new tool called the Rangeland Analysis Platform. That's just a web page that you can go onto, and you can delineate your pasture and actually look at where you are this year relative to what you normally produce. So am I growing 50%, 75% of normal? And so you can start to make those whether, you know, who to sell and when to sell early rather than waiting. So I would say check that out as well. That's a really good resource.
Where is that available at?
It's called the Rangeland Analysis Platform, and it's available online. It's a free web page that you can find, and really excellent. So,
Dr. Laura Goodman, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.